From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In New York's legislature, a victory for gay marriage supporters. The bill has been signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo and is due to take effect in 30 days. Correspondent Cami Getz reports not everyone is pleased.
The Senate approved the bill 33-29, with four members of the Republican majority joining all but one Democrat in support. New York is now the sixth and largest state to permit same-sex marriage. People had varying reactions on the streets of Brooklyn. Julie Whitaker says she's elated.
It's not just about having a wedding or rings, but it gives gay people rights that married people have.
Agatha Joseph disagrees.
I know lots of gay people. I love them. I have no bad feeling against them because they're a human being like myself. But it's just that I find they should not be getting married.
Opponents have vowed to retaliate at election time. The law goes into effect in 30 days. For NPR News, I'm Kayomi Getz in New York.
In waterlogged Minot, North Dakota, the Souris River's rise appears to be slowing down as it approaches a crest that could turn out to be lower than an earlier projection of 8.5 feet above major flood stage. In nearby Sawyer, North Dakota, crews are working hard to prevent major flooding damage. Mayor Cy Gatasca.
It's a full-fledged effort to still save the city. I'm standing in my office at City Hall right now, and we've pretty well gutted this out because we think that City Hall will be in the water sometime.
The town population 350 is under mandatory evacuation orders. In Pakistan, the Taliban has claimed responsibility for an attack that killed 10 policemen in the country's restive northwest. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports militants, some reportedly dressed in burqas, seized a police station, took several hostages in the latest terror assault since the raid that killed bin Laden.
Local authorities say the siege in Deir Ismail Khan lasted some 4 hours before police regained control of the station that fell to the attackers when officials say three or four suicide bombers entered the building hurling grenades. Local media say a series of explosions was followed by a fierce gun battle. Television footage showed thick black smoke billowing from the roof of the fortress-like police station as security forces and police deployed to end the assault. Authorities say five terrorists were killed. Deir Ismail Khan sits beside Pakistan's violence-ridden tribal belt. Its proximity to South Waziristan, used as a base by Al-Qaeda and the Pakistan Taliban, has put it on the front line of the militancy. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
In his weekly address, President Obama is saying high-tech manufacturing is key to job growth in the U.S. From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. One researcher is saying that diabetes may become the defining global health issue for the next decade. In a study published in the Lancet Journal, an international team of researchers reports that in the past 30 years, rates of diabetes have either risen or at best remained the same in almost all parts of the world. The study, conducted with the World Health Organization, estimates there are 347 million people with diabetes worldwide. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, is calling for the end of civilian trials in Bahrain and for the immediate release of all peaceful demonstrators arrested in February. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports Pillay has sent a letter to the King of Bahrain conveying her concerns.
Pillay condemns the harsh sentences, including life imprisonment, handed down to 21 political activists in Bahrain. She says these have the marks of political persecution. Her spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, says some of those sentenced reportedly have been severely beat.
We note particularly that four individuals previously arrested reportedly died in detention due to injuries resulting from severe torture.
Shamdasani says the UN has information that more than 100 people have been convicted of crimes allegedly committed during the protests since March, and up to 1,000 people remain in detention. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
As the 4th of July approaches, South Georgia officials banning the use of fireworks as a precaution against wildfires. Three large fires have burned more than 500 square miles in that region. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.